In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. And welcome to our Mass this evening. It's now the seventh Sunday of Easter. And we begin by, in the presence of our Lord, bringing our wants, our needs, our sins before him. Lord Jesus, you were lifted up to draw all people to yourself. Lord, have mercy. You shouldered the cross to bear our suffering and sinfulness. Christ, have mercy. You open for your people the way from death into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Graciously hear our supplication, O Lord, so that we who believe that the Saviour of the human race is with you in your glory, may experience as he promised to the end of the world his abiding presence among us, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. One day Peter stood up to speak to the brothers. There were about 120 persons in the congregation. Brothers, the passage of Scripture had to be fulfilled, in which the Holy Spirit, speaking through David, foretells the fate of Judas, who offered himself as a guide to the men who arrested Jesus, after having been one of our number and actually sharing this ministry of ours. In the book of Psalms, it says, "Let someone else take his office." We must therefore choose someone who has been with us the whole time that the Lord Jesus was travelling around with us, someone who was with us right from the time when John was baptizing until the day when he was taken up from us, and he can act with us as a witness to his resurrection. Having nominated two candidates, Joseph, known as Barsabbas, whose surname was Justus, and Matthias, they prayed, "Lord, you can read everyone's heart. Show us therefore which of these two you have chosen to take over this ministry and apostolate, which Judas abandoned to go to his proper place." They then drew lots for them, and as the lot fell to Matthias, he was listed as one of the 12 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven.
A reading from the first letter, St. John. My dear people, since God has loved us so much, we too should love one another. No one has ever seen God, but as long as we love one another, God will live in us, and his love will be complete in us. We can know that we are living in him, and he is living in us, because he lets us share his spirit. We ourselves saw, and we testify, that the Father sent his Son as Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. We ourselves have known and put our faith in God's love towards ourselves. God is love, and anyone who lives in love lives in God, and God lives in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. I will not leave you orphans, says the Lord. I will come back to you, and your hearts will be full of joy. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Holy Father, keep those you have given me true to your name, so that they may be one like us. While I was with them, I kept those you have given me true to your name. I have watched over them, and not one is lost, except the one who chose to be lost. And this was to fulfill the scriptures. But now I am coming to you, and while still in the world, I say these things to share my joy with them to the full. I passed your word on to them, and the world hated them, because they belong to the world, no more than I belong to the world. I am not asking you to remove them from the world, but to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, so that they too may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That second reading makes a great deal of the word love. It comes up repeatedly, about five times altogether. And that reading concludes with one of the most famous sentences in the whole of Scripture. Just three words: God is love. All of us have some idea of what that means. The great thing about our faith is that its truth can be explained very simply, and yet those beliefs are so deep that you could spend a whole lifetime trying to puzzle them out. We were actually made by God to give and to receive love. As I say, part of that is very simple to explain, and a lot isn't. I remember once reading the autobiography of Bertrand Russell, one of our greatest British philosophers, and he started off by saying, "Throughout my life, I have looked for love." Now, he wrote those words when he was well into his 90s, so he had a lot of time to think about it. But he never really got to the heart of the problem. But there's another aspect of love as well, which we should consider. And that's really brought out in the gospel reading. Because this time, instead of repeating the word love, Jesus repeats the word true and truth. And that actually comes up even more often. And what he's saying is, to his disciples, while praying to his Heavenly Father at the Last Supper, so the disciples were there and heard him, he was saying, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In other words, love is partly a question of obeying our Heavenly Father. And one of the wonderful things about our church is this. Despite the appalling behaviour of some of our leaders down the centuries, our church still teaches what our Lord commanded. There's a very wonderful hymn written by Cardinal Newman, St. John Henry Newman, "Firmly I Believe and Truly." And one of those verses says, "And I hope in, and I hold in veneration for the love of him alone, Holy Church as his creation and her teachings as his own." So we are guaranteed that presence of Christ in the church. As we look towards Pentecost Sunday, we look towards that outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our church. And in that outpouring, there's a wonderful section in Paul's letter, St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. And there it lists all the gifts of the Spirit. And there are three gifts which I'd like to mention today. They are love, joy, and peace. And as you know only too well, all those things are in pretty short supply in our world today. So use the bulletin where there's details of a novena to the Holy Spirit, and keep asking for those gifts of love, joy, and peace. God bless. Let us stand and profess our faith. The baptismal creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us. Through him, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers to the Father. So we pray for the Church throughout the world, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christians may be led with courage and wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all rulers and government leaders. May they all work for peace, especially in the Middle East, and with justice and freedom for all people. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for those who face great changes in their lives. May they find comfort and guidance in the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. We pray for those who are sick at home or in hospital, those still in isolation, those in trouble or need, may they be supported and given help and hope by those around them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who have died. Roy Mert, Anne Ryan, Tony Knight, and others known to us. May they know the peace and the joy of the risen and ascended Lord, and comfort come to all who mourn. Lord, in your mercy. Mary, at prayer with the apostles, pray for us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So we now take a moment of quiet for our own intentions. This Mass has a private intention, but anything you want to bring before the Lord, please feel free. Gracious God, hear and answer our prayers, which we make through your Son, Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. God forever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after his resurrection, he plainly appeared to all his disciples and was taken up to heaven in their sight, that he might make us sharers in his divinity. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Holy Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Mark our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face, Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Hear us, O God, our Saviour, and grant us confidence that through these sacred mysteries there will be accomplished in the body of the whole Church what has already come to pass in Christ, her head, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.